A little hesitant to get up till they sang that song. In thy own way, Lord. We desire your prayers tonight in the word of the Lord for a while. Something on my heart. We're living in a world today of many questions being asked. Many whys. People are saying why. Why is this? Why that? We're being questioned on many, many things. The world is trying to, many people, the men of the world, daring, trying to find out where we came from, Trying to search, well, they do, outer space, under the ground, everywhere, looking for something, trying to find out something. Searching, I guess that may be kind of nature of man in a way, but they're not willing. The world is not willing, and I say the world, I mean people generally, not willing to just take what the Lord said about it. Just not willing to take that. They got to trying to find out where it all came from. Who created? Who made it? Where did? How did it come into existence? Very, very intellectual world. Very educated world that we live in today. Men have sought great, great things and searched out many, many things. But tonight I have a thought that. I guess I just call it the human reasoning. Human reasoning. Or a spirit of reasoning. There's a spirit. Everybody's trying to reason everything out. Trying to reason everything out. And I guess, like I said, people have done that down through the ages of time. But many questions are being asked. Why this? Why is it like this? Why is the world like it is? Why? How come it came about like it is? Well, I'm glad tonight the Lord can help us to just have a simple faith in God. Job one time asked the Lord some things. He was inquisitive about it, questioned about some things. And the Lord began to talk back to Job. You may have questions in our minds now. Why is this? Why does this happen? Why does that happen? How come things are like they are? I don't understand this. I don't understand that. And the men of the world, the psychologists and psychiatrists and all those type of people, searching men's mind. What's the problem? Getting rich off of the thing. Trying to reason and find out the reason for things. And the reason of things. But you know, God created all these things. He created these things. He told Job here in the 38th chapter of the book of Job, you pray for us tonight. It said, then the Lord answered Job. Said, God challenges Job to answer. Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, who is this that darkeneth the counsel by the words without knowledge? Gird up now thy loins like a man. For I will demand of thee an answer thou me. Where was thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare if thou hast understanding. Who has laid the measures thereof? If thou knowest or hast stretched thy line upon it, whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened? Or who laid the cornerstone thereof? Thinking about God answering Job here. Job was trying to understand. He was trying to reason out the things. And God said, who are you? Who are you? Where was you at when I created all this world? Where was you at when I made things like they are? Who fixed this thing to where it, who's holding it up? Who's holding it up? Hang the world out there in space tonight. Who's holding it up? Who tied the strings to it? Who created it? Who made it? God was challenging Job for his reason and trying to reason with God. We don't have to reason with God tonight. God, he is almighty. God is almighty. God is all wise. He's all powerful. We don't question God. We don't question the Lord. His way is right. His way is right. God's way is right. We don't go around questioning God. Why did this happen? Why did that happen? We just recognize that God is the creator of all things. God made all, and God is omnipotent. He's all wise and all powerful tonight. And we're just creatures that he was created us. And we're just here in the world, and our lives depend. He holds our lives in Him. Paul said one time, whether I live or whether I die, I'm the Lord's. And so tonight, we're living in a world where things are being questioned and things are being challenged. Oh, you and I tonight, as the people of God, we're being challenged. We heard some of that already today. But we're being challenged on many, many things, Dave. Why do you believe this? Why do you do that? Oh, they're searching out, trying to dig up everything, trying to find the reasons of things like that. And oh, with you and I tonight, we can just try to understand and believe this set of verses in the song there. We may never find out. I'm going to tell you tonight, there's going to be things about God you'll never find out. You'll never find out. His way, the Bible said, is higher than our ways. And His thoughts than our thoughts. I believe it said there, this talks about the mystery and of God. Also, it says something about His ways are past finding out. There are things that we'll never know about God. There's things we'll never be able to comprehend about the things of God. God is higher than all of those things. God's higher, and His wisdom and His power is greater than what you and I, as little feeble human beings, are able to comprehend. Our little feeble minds can't take it in. They can't take it in, the masses. You think about this world just hanging out in space. Think about it hanging out. Think about just speaking the word and it comes into existence. You can't imagine that. You can't understand that. I can't understand that. I can't fathom out how that could be. I don't know how it looks to me like it just fall out of the sky or hanging out here going around and around in the world. That's too much for me. I don't even try to understand it. Don't even try to figure it out. But oh, we're living in an inquisitive age of time. People are searching out why this and why that and why does it have to be that way? What about this and what about that? Oh, they're trying. It's an age of great knowledge. It's a man's knowledge anyway and wisdom. Didn't the Bible say one place that the wisdom of man is just foolishness with God? Just foolish with God. All these things that man had been able to come up with. Bible said one place, there's nothing new. All things that it always has been, there's nothing new in the world. A man has just taken a few things, some things that God has created, and he's made something out of it, but it was always here just the same. And so it is tonight. God's way is past finding out. And nothing new in the world. It's always been here just like it is, and so it is tonight, like I say, but we're living in this time, and I pray the Lord will help us tonight to be able to get her thought out to you tonight. And there's just a spirit of reasoning in the world round about us today. Folk trying to reason all this out. I tell you what the devil will do. If you start reasoning all these things, he'll reason you right out of your soul if he'll do that. He'll reason you right out of all the faith that you might have had in God. You start trying to reason everything out, and you start trying to understand everything that God does, and you start trying to find out the masterness of God and the greatness of God and the power of God. All those things, it'll just stagger your imagination, and you'll find yourself in a whirlwind, and you'll find yourself in a state of confusion, and you'll wind up trying to understand something or another. Oh, may the Lord help us tonight. Reasoning. Just trying to reason everything out. You know, we heard already in the meeting that faith is very low in the world today. You know why? Men are trying to understand. They're trying to figure everything out. You never will be able to understand all the ways of God. Never will be able to understand all the things that God does and all the things that God has done. You'll never be able to understand that. But we want to recognize and build a little foundation here of a thought of what a mighty God he is. What a great God he is. He's not to be had. He's not to be challenged. He said the way of the Lord is right. The way of the Lord is right. I don't have to understand anything else. I just know that his way is right. That's all I need to know. And all I need to know is find out what his will is for me and do that. That's all I have to do. His way is right. I don't have to question it. I don't have to fully understand it. I don't have to comprehend all about it. I just know it said that. I used to have, over here, I guess in the chapel, Lord said it, I believe it, and that settles it, something like that. Yeah, the Lord said it, I believe it, and that settles it. And if you and I can get a hold of this thought tonight and get a lot of this reasoning out of our mind and just have a simple, raw faith in God and bow down and worship the God of heaven, the God of Almighty, fall prostrate upon our faces before the Lord. Lord, not my will, but thy will be done. I know your way is best. I know what you do is right. I know you never made a mistake. I know you never fail, and you never will fail. Impossible for God to lie. Not one promise has ever failed. Never have I seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. All I have to do is get a hold of that and just believe that and believe that God is God and that he is greater than all these things tonight. Reasoning. Just trying to reason. Oh, may the Lord help us. Over in the 16th chapter of Matthew, I want to read a little bit. It said the Pharisees also with the Sadducees came tempting, desiring him that he would shew them a sign from heaven. Looking in a time, folks looking for signs. Looking for a sign. Lord, if you're there, then show me a sign. Lord's always there. God is everywhere. God is everywhere. Lord, if you're God, then show me this. God is God. Whether he shows it to you or not, he's still God. He don't have to show it to you. If he don't choose to show it to you, he don't have to show it to you. But he's still God. He's still God. Whether he showed it, Lord, some people like to do a bargain with the Lord. Lord, if you'll do this, then I'll do that. We don't bargain with the Lord. Lord, we do it. Whether you do anything for us or not. Amen. I believe Brother Vargas preached a message here a few years back. Will you serve God for naught? Will you serve him anyway? Serve him anyway. He's God regardless of what I think about it. regardless of whether he answers or not, he's still God. He's still God. Lord, if you'll do this. I remember some years back, just to bring out a thought, I went to a certain place in the meeting, and this fellow had some real estate he wanted to sell. He had some money, and he said, Lord, he said, if you'll help me sell this real estate, then this money I've got, I'll give it to Brother Sam. The Lord said, you give Brother Sam the money, and then I'll help you sell the real estate. We don't bargain with the Lord. We just bow down before God, and we just honor the Lord and worship the Lord. We just accept God's way. What the song says, God's way is best. I will not murmur. Oh, one of my favorite scriptures is that he said, we know that it'll be well with the righteous. We know that. Regardless of the situation, we know it'll be well with the righteous. No matter what happens, no matter how the world turns, no matter what the situation is, we know that it'd be well with the righteous. Show me a sign. Show me a sign. If you want me to serve you, you show me a sign. God don't have to show us no sign. He's already showed us a sign. Listen to what he said here. And he said, giving them a sign from heaven. He answered and said unto them, when it is evening you say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red, Lord. Oh, ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky, but can ye not discern the signs of the time? A wicked and adulterous generation seeking after a sign. I'll serve the Lord if he'll do so and so. I'll get saved if the Lord will do so and so. We don't do it like that. Amen. We don't do it like that. We serve the Lord anyway. Amen. If we don't serve him, we're going to die and go to hell. Amen. We only have a choice. I heard Jesus say, well, if the Lord will do this, then I'll get saved. If you don't get saved, you're going to be lost. And he's the only one who can save you. If you don't do business with him, you're going to go to hell. You don't do that. We don't make deals with the Lord. We don't make bargains with the Lord. We don't trade with the Lord. He's God. He's God. He's the great I am. He's the great I am. We just humble ourselves and tremble. Tremble. Oh, to this man will I look. He is the broken and contrite spirit, and tremble at my word. We don't go in the presence of God doing business with the Lord. We tremble. Lord, you're God. You could just point a finger and I'd be nothing. Nothing. Remember back there when he came down on old Mount Sinai there, how the old mountain shake and the smoke and the fire was rolling, and the Bible said, if any man even touched that mountain, he'd die. God's great God tonight. He's a great God. Oh, we've got this old buddy-buddy stuff all mixed up. He's king. He's still a king. He is a buddy. He is a friend. He is a Savior. He's a loving Savior. And we hear so much about how good he is, but he's still God tonight. He's still a great I am. He's still the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Our job and our responsibility is to worship him. That's all we're permitted to do, is worship him. We don't get around there and make a deal with him. Lord, if you'll help me get this new car, then I'll give some money to the work of the Lord. We don't do those kind of things. God, he's too great for that. He's too great for you and I in our little old human reasoning and our little old human mind and our little old frail condition that we're in, trying to contend with the great God of heaven. Oh, God sets up things and he takes down things. And I believe there's one scripture that said, woe be unto the man that striveth with his maker. Who are me? Who am I? Who am I to question God tonight? Thank you, Lord, for having mercy on my soul. Lord, I wasn't worthy of nothing. Wasn't worthy to even look at me. No vile sinner, an outcast, somebody that's not even worthy to be looked upon. And God, in His mercy, looked down upon it. What do I owe the Lord? Do I go around now, Lord, if you'll do this for me, if you'll do that for me, I'll serve you, Lord. No, I'll serve you, Lord, because if I don't serve you, I'm in trouble. If I don't serve you, I'm going to be lost. There's no other way. No sign going to be given. If you're looking for some kind of sign, I'm going to put out this fleece here. And if this is the Lord, Lord, if you're doing this, then Lord, show me this, what to do. Well, the Lord can direct us in what to do in many things. But oh, we don't do that. I don't believe in those things. We just somebody said, well, I've had people say, well, Lord, if you'll help me get a loan, then I'll buy this house over here. Well, it ain't hard to get a loan. It ain't hard to get a loan. Oh, we don't do it like that. We just seek the Lord. Lord, thy way is best. All we are tonight is just human beings that our place is just to fall on our faces before the Lord. Lord, you're God and you're God. And I serve you. I serve you, Lord. I serve you because, not because that I'm looking for anything special. I'm serving you, Lord, because I don't want to be lost. Amen. I'm serving you, Lord, because I'm on the way to hell. And you're the only way out. A lot of questions being going on now. Lord, why is this necessary? Is that necessary? Why, you don't have to do that. A lot of people reason theirself right out of the truth. Reason theirself right out of salvation. Reason theirself right out of the church, many folks. Well, God don't do this. If it says it in the Word, then we just do it. We just do it. And if it ain't backed by the Word of God, it ain't no good anyway. You don't have to fool with that part of it. We just find out what God says about it, and we just say, yes, Lord. Not my will, Lord. Thy will be done. Lord, you don't have to do that. Listen to what He said. And the wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given unto him. No sign be given. Already, Jesus has already paid the price. He's already shed His blood. And it's already finished. The whole, as He died on the cross, He said, it is finished. It's finished. The plan of salvation, the redemption of man's soul, was all finished right there on the cross. And you're not going to, He died and went on to say here, but the sign of the prophet Jonah, and He left them and departed. Left and departed. That was the only sign you're going to get. I hung on a cross, and I died, I was buried, and in 3 days, I came out of there. I came forth. That's all you need to know. That's all you need to know. That's all I'm going to do for you. If you're not willing to accept that, if you're not willing to believe that, if you're not willing to accept that, there's no other help for you, no other help. That's the only sign you're going to get. We need to quit trying to reason things out, trying to quit reasoning with God. And like I said, people are questioning a lot of things today. Lot of things, Jude. I don't want to get ahead of myself here. It said when His disciples were come to the other side, they had forgotten to take bread. Then Jesus said unto them, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, the Sadducees. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, it is because we have taken no bread. Here were the disciples reasoning about this thing. He forgot. But listen to what He said. And He said, do you not yet understand, neither remember the 5 loaves, the 5,000, the many baskets you took up, neither the 7 loaves, the 4,000, how many baskets? How is that you do not understand that I spake it not to you concerning bread, but of you ware the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees? What these people were doing, these disciples, They was looking at it from a natural standpoint. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? They thought he was talking about some bread, something or another. Bread or something or another. Couldn't understand. Reasoning among them. What's he talking about? See, you and I, if we're not careful, our human mind, our human reasoning will try to reason these things out. Looking at it from a natural standpoint. I'm going to tell you tonight, you're never going to be able to be victorious with God by looking at the natural situations around. God's ways are supernatural. We need to expect supernatural things from God. God is great. And these disciples here, they just seen him turn all that, make all, feed all them people over there. Now what you talking about? I guess it's because we forgot to bring any bread. See how they was reading this thing in their mind and they couldn't understand it like that? Oh, I wonder what's going to happen now. And so it is tonight. If you and I look at things through through human reasoning and through natural, looking at it from a natural standpoint, serving the Lord, listen to me tonight, living for God, if we look at it from a human standpoint and a human reasoning way, it'll look impossible sometimes. And it'll actually look crazy sometimes. It'll look crazy sometimes. Why it's so crazy? Why it's so silly to trust in the Lord? So silly to trust in the Lord. Oh, why, maybe mention today a little bit, why, there's no problem. You can just, the doctors are so wise now, and they've got so many things they've invented, and it's such a little easy thing to go down and get it cut off, or get it taken away, or get it opened up. Why, it's just so simple like that. But as we heard today, you start looking at it like that, and hit a reason now. Why is it necessary? Why would it be necessary for a person to lay down here and die? But they can maybe find some help somewhere else. Why? That don't look reasonable, does it? But oh, when you and I begin to reason this thing out, and we begin to weigh it out, and then the first thing you know, you'll have no faith. You'll have no faith in God. You'll reason yourself right out of this thing tonight. It looks like living a life of self-denial, living a life of suffering, living a life bearing things and suffering things and reproaches and putting up with things that we do. Why, looking at it from a human mind and from a human reading it seems crazy to do that thing. But oh, we believe that God is God, and we believe that he's worthy to be honored. We believe he's worthy to be worshipped. We believe he's the Lord over all. And we don't go around and ask him, Lord, why didn't you tell us to do this when we got sick? Why didn't you tell us to trust the Lord? Why didn't you just leave that alone? We don't ask God those kind of things. I'm sure there's many here tonight that have a lot of questions that have come up in your mind. Why is it necessary to do this? Why is it necessary to do that? Why we don't have to do that. All the time you're just reasoning yourself out of the good things of God. Lord, I know it's right. I know you're God. I know what you do and what you said is true. I know it'll work. All I got to do is believe it and apply myself to it and humble myself down and do what you said to do. And I know it'll work out anyway. There's just an old spirit of reasoning in the land today. The world trying their best to prove there's no God. Trying to prove there's no God. In our society, in our nation anyway tonight, is reasoned herself completely out of God just about. Our whole setup of our society today is just leaving God out of the whole thing. Leaving God. They've reasoned their man has gotten so wise in his own thinking, in his own reasoning, in his own human thinking, his own human mind. He got so wise that he thinks he don't need God. He thinks he don't need God. And oh, never leave him. You'll hardly ever hear him say, our politicians or the leaders of our nation, you'll hardly ever hear him say, by the help of the Lord or if the Lord wills or anything. No, we can do this thing. We don't need God. I tell you, folks, we need the Lord tonight. Amen. We need God tonight, and we need to recognize who God is. We need to recognize who God is. All I can do, I stand here tonight before you, trembling before God tonight. I wouldn't want. I know that God is great God, and I want us to try to get a little. You know, somebody said we don't want to be afraid of God. Well, we don't pray maybe like a rattlesnake, but Job said one time, "I fear God. I fear God." That's something the world has lost, is the fear of God, the reverence of God, the respect for God. The world has lost that. And if you and I are not very careful, we can lose it too in our human reasoning, in our trying to understand everything and trying to figure out why is this and why do they teach that and why did they say this and why did the older ones teach this and so forth. Begin to question and begin to probe into, was that necessary? That was just something somebody, old person back down the road somewhere, they taught that and it ain't even necessary today. That's just that old human reasoning spirit will reason you right out of your salvation, reveal you right out of your trust in God. It'll reason you right out of your faith in God tonight, and you'll wind up in a place that you won't know where you're at with God. May the Lord help us tonight. You know, our nation, they're saying, you know, they didn't do it right back there. The old time way of our forefathers, talking about the political system now in the world, the ones that wrote the Constitution and all them old fellas, they didn't know it. We're smarter than they are now. They didn't know it. They begin, look how smart we are now. Well, look what a mess we're in, too. Look what a mess we're in. Look what a mess the world's in. Look what a mess our nation is in. Oh, them old fellas back there, they were just kind of narrow-minded, and their vision wasn't very broad, and they wasn't very smart, and all those things. But we know better today. We got it better today. We're smarter today. We got more education now. We got a better way to do it. Well, the only problem with that is, look at the mess our nation is in tonight. Yeah, it's no problem. Pornography is nothing wrong with that. The Supreme Court, this is that. No, abortion is not murder. That's not murder. That's just killing a little old something or another. Don't mean anything. Look at the condition it's in. All because man, in his own human mind and his own human reason, has reasoned himself right out of the need of God, right out of the mercy of God, right out of the place where he fears God anymore. Begin to reason in these kind of things out. The Lord help us tonight. I hope this is the right time for this message tonight. I believe it'd be good for everybody that's here. Whether you're saved or not, I believe that we're all affected by this thing. It's just an age, we seem like an age we live in. There's just an old spirit of challenging everything that God stands for. Everything God teaches, there's a challenge going out against that thing. Somebody challenges the very word of God. I don't like people say, well, it don't mean that. It means what it says. Says what it means what it says. And when you and I get away from that simplicity part of it, we're going to lose our way somewhere or another. Trying to reason and all that. That couldn't mean that. Couldn't mean that. Yes, it does. This is what it says. May the Lord help us tonight. Oh, begin to question, digging in, probing into men's minds. These are fellows that do these kind of things and reasoning that, trying to get all the answers. All this, where'd this come from? Where'd that come from? Oh, when they first went up to the moon back there some years back, they brought back some old rocks and brought them back, and they looked at them and they investigated them and they searched them out, and they come to the conclusion that those rocks there on the moon was just about the same age as the rocks is here on Earth. Well, I could have told them that, they didn't have to go to the moon for that. There's no great mystery about that. Why should I have to reason about that? I know when it happened. It all happened along there in the same week. It couldn't be very much older than the other. But Lord, you see what I'm trying to say tonight? Man doing everything he can to challenge God and what God stands for and who God is and what God represents. That's an old ungodly world, an unbelieving world, and an educated mind, and all these things, and just probing and looking, and all the whole thing is trying to understand. And God's ways are higher than our ways. Who are you? I believe there's a scripture somewhere that says that. In the ninth chapter of Romans, nay, but O man, who art thou to reply against God? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, why hast thou made me thus? Who are me? Who am I to ask the Lord? Why did you make me like I am, Lord? Who am I to question the Lord who I am? What do you have? Who, what he's made out of me? Why do I strive against the Lord? He sets up who he wants to. He takes down who he wants to. He changes things anytime he wants to do them. The Lord has it all in control tonight. I got one main thought in our mind tonight is that every one of us tonight would just fall on our faces before God and humble ourselves. And Lord, the great God of heaven, have mercy on my soul, Lord. Have mercy on my soul. I stand in your presence tonight, and I know my very life is in your hands, and I know one day I'll stand before you, and I'll give account of the way I've lived in this world. I know that thou art God, and I change not. I'm the God that never changes. He's the great, the same one that created the heavens and the earth, the same one that opened up the Red Sea, the same one that taken the burn out of the fire, that closed the mouth of the lion. That's the God we're in, doing business with tonight. We're not doing business with some little fella down the street somewhere or another. We're not dealing with a county judge or with the governor. We're dealing with the great God of heaven who holds the world in his hand. All he has to do is speak the word and the world will be dissolved. That's the God we serve tonight. May the Lord help us tonight. A lot of questions are going on now, eh? A lot of investigating. A lot of trying to understand. Oh, we just need to try to find out what God's will is. We can find out what the will of God is in the matter. That's all we need to know. That's all we need to know tonight. May the Lord help us. These fellows are looking at things with their own eyes. Seen things. We have seen things. They had seen how God had taken a few little fish there and turned in and fed 5,000 people. They'd seen that with their own eyes. And they come along there and reason amongst them. What do you mean about some bread here or something other like that? Oh, you and I. We're not very careful. We can see things with our own eyes. See things with our own eyes. And then if we're not careful, our own mind and our human reasoning will begin to question that thing. I seen it. I seen it with my own eyes. But now I wonder, maybe that really wasn't just like it was. Maybe that wasn't the way it was. Oh, I've got to know. We hear things saying now, people say, well, I've got to know it myself. I've got to understand it all myself. Well, you know, a life of faith is believing. When I got saved, I just believed. I believe. I know the Lord saved me. I know the Lord saved me. You've heard me say that a lot of times. I'm still saying that. I know the Lord saved me. I don't know what else. I don't know how it happened. And I don't know how it all come to pass. But I know the Lord saved me. I know that. I know that. And I know that he saved me beyond any human power or ability. God instantly changed and made a new creature. And all things passed away. And all things become new. I know that happened. Can't get me out of it. I know it's so. And I knew that, right, And therefore, my heart was open to God. Was open to the Lord. Lord, whatever you say. And when the preachers that I had all confidence in the world, when they preached something or another, I believed that was from God. I believed that was from God. When they told me how the Lord wanted me to dress, I dressed that way. Amen? When they told me how I'm supposed to live, I tried my best to live that way. I didn't question it. You say, well, you were just ignorant. No, I wish I didn't know any. I still don't know much, but sometimes I wish I didn't know much to do. But I know one thing. One time I was blind, but then I could see. And because God was great enough to do that, I just believed he could do anything. And I still believe that. And when he came along, and where I was taught, and the ministers of those days taught this thing, do you realize this is being questioned today? Amen. That's being reasoned out now. Oh, well, that was just something those old fellows taught back there. Well, Lord, help us tonight. I got something to tell you. When I did what I was taught to do, it worked. It worked. It worked. It blessed my soul. It delivered me from the world. And it gave me a life of peace. And a life of contentment, a life of satisfaction, a perfect marriage. Amen. It worked. I'm not going to question whether that was right or not. I know it was right. I know it was right. What I was taught was right because it worked. When something works, it's got to be right. When I began to question and I began to read, I don't know. That's something happened way back down there somewhere or another. Well, let's look back a little while. See how it was when people were doing it like that. Those people that taught us these things, how did they end up? Mark the perfect man, he said. The end of that man's peace. Some of these old brethren had taught me what I know, mostly anyway, what I know. Most of them I know died in peace and went out to meet God. They died with victory. They trusted the Lord all the way through. They didn't experiment. They didn't look into. They didn't question. Shall I trust the Lord or shall I not trust the Lord? They obeyed God and God stood by. God stood by. And I'm willing to base my experience, my soul, not on some man, I know I don't do that, but the teachings of our former brethren, our older brethren. But that's being questioned today. Lord, help us tonight, man. That's being questioned. Some young people say, well, is that necessary? That old teaching of wearing long sleeves and putting on clothes and covering your nakedness, all that, that was just something somebody taught a long time ago. The only problem that is, it worked for them. And it ain't working very good for some folks today. Amen. Where's the spirituality? How spiritual are you tonight? How much power do we have tonight? Lord, help us tonight. I think it's all right. You and I have to be careful about this old reasoning thing. There's an old spirit of reasoning loose in the world today. And it's trying its best to reason us out of the things that we've been taught. I have never in all my 36 years living for God been so bombarded with the things that I believe And the things that I just accepted and believed and worked in my life and produced a life of victory, a life of overcoming, a trusted God. God has made a way, supplied all my need, healed all of my diseases. Haven't had a drop of medicine 36 years. Haven't had a bill come due that I couldn't pay it. Haven't had a good car to drive. Had a good wife to live with. Had some good children to raise up with. You can't tell me it wasn't right, because it worked.
Amen.
And it still worked today. If we'll accept it. If we'll accept it and quit trying to reason everything out. Lord, help us tonight. Lord, help us. We just bow down, worship the Lord. Lord, you're God. You're King. You know, I don't have to deal with you. Lord, you don't have to make no deal with me. You're God regardless of what I think about it. Whether I believe it or not, Peter said, let every man, let God be true and every man a liar. Every man a liar. I fear God tonight. I fear God. I believe we need a little more trembling. I believe we could use a little more reverence. I believe we could use a little more godly worship and honor and praise to the Lord. God high. What it said someplace, He's high and lifted up. High and lifted up tonight. Not a little old puny God. Not just somebody. I know the Lord tries to reveal Himself to us in a human way where we can comprehend it. And He tries to come down. And He is. He said He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And we like to call Him our brother. And we like to call Him our friend. And we like to call Him our this and so. And we got so used to it. And it's such a common thing that if we're not very careful, we'll lose sight. I never felt so helpful in all of my life. I just see how nothing we are before God, and you get in touch with God, you begin to see God, you begin to recognize who God is and what God is. It's going to take every bit of pride out of you. It's going to take all the starch out of you. It's going to, what was it, John there on the Isle of Patmos, when he heard a noise behind him, he turned around and seen the glorified Christ, and he fell as one who was dead. You and I could see God that take care of all this here human reading. Lord, I ain't going to question you. Just have mercy on me, Lord. Have mercy on me, Lord. Oh, Lord, have mercy on me tonight. I'm lost. Who was it, Isaiah? Got to look into the glory place of God and looked up there, and he seen the glory of the Lord, and all he could say was, glory, glory, holy, holy, holy. And he said, I am a man of unclean lips. Oh, if we could see God high and lifted up, we wouldn't be so bold. We wouldn't be so bold. And we wouldn't be so quick to express ourselves. We wouldn't be so quick to belittle God or His people or something or another. If we'd see Him, we'd hide. Oh, I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in amongst the midst of a people of unclean lips, high and lifted up. Oh, I'm concerned tonight that just about this human reasoning thing, this reasoning and trying, an old spirit of trying to comprehend, where did God come from? Where did the world come from? Who created? Where did the birds come from? Where did all these things? God created them all. That's where they came from. God created them, and He created you. You want to know where you came from? You came. God created you. That's where you came from. And so it is God tonight. That's all we need to know. He don't go to do no dealing or bargaining with you and I tonight. May the Lord help us tonight. In Mark about 2 here, there's another scripture I'd like to read. About 2 and 6 here somewhere. When Jesus, fifth verse, and Jesus saw their faith, He said unto the sick of the palsy, son, thy sins be forgiven. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, why does this man thus speak blasphemy? Who can forgive sin but only God? Here these folks seen this with their own eyes. Seen it with their own eyes, but they still begin to reason. Who is this man anyway? Who is it? And who is this Christ? Who do he think he is? Whom do you say he is? And they've seen it with their own eyes. You know, that's what you and I'd say most people here tonight have seen the manifestations of God's power. You have seen God do something. You have seen the Lord. You know somebody. I believe that's brought out today too. You know somebody who has lived for God, who God has blessed them, who had had the victory right down through the end. You watch their life. You watch their sincerity. You watch their humility. You watch their obedience. You saw how God blessed them. You saw how God answered their prayer. You saw how God worked out things for them. And still, having a reason, I wonder if that's really so. I wonder if it really happened like that. Oh, may it help us. I believe this thought tonight, I hope it'll reach every one of us that are here tonight. Reasoning among ourselves. Oh, why? Why would anybody do this? Why would anybody do that? That ain't necessary. Like I said, what you and I, most of us are here tonight, and who of you, I don't know who all's here, but I'd say the greatest majority of you here have been raised around the saints, or you know something about the saints, and if you're here tonight and you don't, I trust you'll get a hold of something anyway tonight. You have seen what God can do. You have seen. I am much concerned tonight about all this questioning going on. Why do the saints teach this? Why do they say, I've got to see it for myself. Yeah, the Lord's going to have to come down and talk to me by person to person. God don't have to talk to you at all if he don't want to. He don't have to talk to you. He's left his word for you and I to live by. He gave his son. He gave the Holy Ghost to lead and guide us into all truth. He has wrote it down into a book for you and I to live by. And that's all he's required to do. That's all he's required to do. He don't have to answer your little whims and satisfy your little understanding. Well, I've got to know this. And I've got to know that. And I've got to understand this. You don't have to do that. Have to know that God is God. I believe God is, and I believe he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. The Lord help us, and praise the Lord tonight for it. Oh. Eleventh chapter of Mark, I believe there's a scripture. 31. I hope you're receiving this tonight. The Lord help us tonight. They reasoned. Come up there and said something, the baptism of John, was it from heaven or men? Answer me. And they reasoned with themselves, saying, if we shall say from heaven, he will say. Why then did he not believe him? Why did not ye not believe him? But if ye shall say of men, they feared the people. For all men counted John that he was a prophet indeed. And they answered and said unto Jesus, we cannot tell. And Jesus answered and said unto them, neither I tell you by what authority I do these things. I'm going to tell you that. You've got to know what I am. You know who I am. You've seen my miracle. You've seen what I was able to do. I don't have to answer you for that. God don't have to answer our every little question. He don't have to satisfy every little old whim. He don't have to just come out here and write it up on a board there. It's already written in a book. Already written in a book. But you and I, we've got this thing in our mind that we're trying to reason this thing, trying to understand all of this. What did he say? This is life eternal, that you might know him, the only true God. If we know God tonight, we can bow down before him and worship him and honor him. If you're having a problem tonight reasoning and questioning the Lord, let me encourage you tonight. Just bow down and worship the Lord. Lord, have mercy on me tonight. I think, and mention it again, and this is my main thought tonight. I just see in my vision that you and I just bowing before the Lord. and honoring God. Worship the Lord. Lord, have mercy on me, dear Lord. I am lost. I am undone. I am helpless, Lord, without you. Without you, I can do nothing. Not in man that walketh to direct his steps. Lord, I lose my way. But the old song said something like a ship without a sail. Without you, I would go drifting. Without you, I'd go drifting. Let's quit trying to reason all these things out and get a hold of the things of God. A simple, childlike faith in God. Listen to me tonight. If we lose, or I lose, that simple, childlike faith in God, we have lost the main ingredients in living for God. I just believe that God is God, and I just believe He means what He says. And my heart is open for more truth and more life. And if you got something to tell me that'll help me, I want to know about it tonight. I want to know about it tonight. But oh no, we hear so many questions nowadays. Why is this necessary? It don't mean dress is not important. Trust in the Lord, it's just somebody called me on the phone and said, is trust in the Lord a privilege? Or it is a doctrine, a teaching. I said, I'm surprised. Maybe worse that effect. No, it is a privilege in a sense. But it's also God teaches in the Word of God. I am the Lord that healeth thee. And He not only said, I am the Lord that healeth thee, but He healed folks. He healed folks. But no, that's not really necessary today. The Lord help us tonight. Do you see what I'm trying to say? Living in a world of intellectual knowledge. Oh, I've got to understand all of this, and I've got to know this, and what them old fellows taught back there 100 years ago, that's just old-fashioned stuff, and that's not important. But you show me the power that they had, then I'll go along with you like that. But you show me something another, the blessings of the Lord, Paul. And don't you know this very Reformation or Restoration movement that we're standing in and representing was brought back into the light with those very same old teachers. And a brother told me just the other day, Brother Ed Wilson, that he'd made a search on different movements of people down through the ages of time. And it said every time when they lost their standard of dress or something to that effect, when they lost their standard of modest dress, they lost something with God. They lost out with God. But now we're being questioned. Is it necessary to wear modest clothes? Is it necessary to wear a long sleeve, something or another? Is it necessary to do that? Is it necessary for the ladies to wear hose out in public? Is it then? Nah, that's not necessary. The Lord help you and I tonight. The devil would like to reason us out of all the things that we've been taught. All the things that the church has stood for all these years. The devil would like to reason us out of every one of them. He'd like to he put a question in your mind. Is that really so? Did you ever have that thing? Has anybody here ever been bothered with that? Has the devil ever challenged you about something? Well, boy, if he hasn't, I'd like to know your secret. Because he challenges me. He challenges me. Are you sure now that that's necessary? I mean, are you sure that this is what the Lord wants us to do? Are you sure now that we need to keep carrying on this same old thing? Brother said this morning, we're just going to keep right on doing it. We're going to keep right on doing it. The church is going to keep right on holding on to us. The church is not going to change. It's going to stay right on just like it has been. Tonight, if you're here tonight, and you've been reasoning things in your mind, trying to figure that out, and trying to figure this out. And the more you. I remember when I first started preaching, I had a burden. I had a real burden for praying for the sick. And the Lord blessed us in that. But I began searching the scriptures. I wanted to know everything in the Bible about healing. And I got me a pencil and I got me some paper. And I sat up late at night and I wrote down everything I could find in the Bible. No, I thought of it. I was trying to. And I wrote this down, wrote that down. And finally, after a while, I just rolled my hands up. There's just so much in there that I'll never understand. I just believe God died and he said by his stripes we're healed, and I'll just trust him. I'll just trust him. May the Lord bless us tonight. A childlike, simple faith in God. God is God. Whether I worship him or not, whether I live for him or not, he's still God tonight. Let's bow down before him tonight. Let's go. Let's just humble ourselves before the Lord tonight and begin, Lord, recognize who he really is. Lord, I know you're God. And Lord, I know there's some things I don't understand, like the young folks say. Some things I don't understand, Lord. But oh, I know your way is right, Lord. I know your way is right, Lord. I humble myself before thee and I worship you and I honor you and I surrender my life unto you tonight. And God will bless us for that. God will bless you for that. I don't know. Pray the Lord to bless these thoughts to our good tonight. Let's stand and sing a song. If you're here tonight and there have been a lot of questions going through your mind and you're confused and you've been trying to want to live for the Lord, but you've been trying to figure this out and figure that out, why don't you just throw the whole mess aside and come and bow down before the Lord and ask God to have mercy on your soul. And God will do that great thing for you. And then he'll lead you and he'll guide you and he'll teach you. If he wants you to know something or other, he'll reveal it to you. You just live for him. You don't have to wonder how it's all going to come out. You don't have to wonder how the end of it's going to be. You just don't. Somebody said, well, yeah, if I had to go to the stake and be burned like some of those martyrs back there, I could never do that. I could never do that. If they throwed me in that fire furnace, I couldn't do that. They said, bow down, or I'm going to put you in the fire. I could not do that. Well, looking at it from a natural human standpoint, no, you couldn't. You just live for God one day at a time. One day at a time. You just believe in God every day of your life. Just give your heart, give your life to God, consecrate everything to the Lord, and just obey God one day at a time. And then if there ever comes a time when you have to be tied to a stake and a fire set unto you, God will be there to take the burn out of the fire. You won't have to worry about that. Don't have to worry about how you're going to die and how it's going to all come out and what I'm going to have to face and what I'm going to have to go. You know, the devil just gets it in our mind and we just reason, what if this was to happen? What if this was to, just worry. What if this happened? What if that happened? What if this? Well, what if it don't? I knew a woman comes over to our place sometime and she's supposed to worry about everything. And one day she was sitting there and real quiet and she said, you know, I'm real worried. I said, well, what are you worried about now? She said, well, I'm not worried. I'm worried because I'm not worried. The Lord help us tonight. You know, the devil just likes to get our mind in a whirl, you know. What if this happened? What if my child gets appendicitis? What am I going to do? Well, I never did have appendicitis. He may never have. See what I'm trying to say tonight? What if this? Devil really challenged me on that when I first got saved. Reason with me about it. What if your child gets run over with a car? What are you going to do? What if he gets appendicitis? What are you going to do? I was just young. The devil, he's mean. And you know, I got a hold of it. And I was troubled. I was concerned about what if this happened? What if that happened? What if this goes up? What if if I was to get saved, what if? If I trusted the Lord, what if? Well, the Lord is good to us. And we pray and look to the Lord. And the Lord said, I won't allow you to be tempted above you're able to bear. I'll make a way. Wherewith, then I'll make way for you to escape. And he said, I love you with a perpetual love. And he said, it's not my will that you be, that you perish and go to hell. I got a hold and I said, the Lord wants me to be saved. He wants me to go to heaven. And he ain't going to let nothing happen to me that I can't stand. And I trusted the Lord with their children and I never let nothing happen. See how the devil works? Reasoning. Trying to reason all this stuff. Just reason you right out of your faith. Oh, what if this wasn't happening? Then what are you going to do? What if it don't? See how the devil... Oh, Skipper, the devil gets us reasoning in our mind and it'll get us scared and frightened and all this kind of... Oh, what am I going to do? Going to trust the Lord. Trust the Lord. Yeah, 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 but what if this happens? Then what are you going to do? Going to trust the Lord. Trust the Lord. Yeah, but what if he can't? Well, the Lord will make a way for us, praise the Lord. See what I'm trying to say? Trying to reason us right out of the things of God. Trying to disturb our faith in God. Trying to get us to disbelieve or question the Lord. People question God. Some people blame the Lord. Oh, I was asked to come and preach a funeral with about 600 or 700 people there, young people mostly. Three young people that got killed in a car wreck, and one of them, the mother wanted me to come and take care of the funeral and wanted me to preach to the young folks. And I didn't know what to preach. It was all new, and I didn't hold hardly anybody there, hardly. And got away up great, big old meeting out, and I was way up high there, and I didn't know what to say, hardly. Praying, looking at the Lord. And the Lord brought the man, he said, some men say God's ways are unequal. But God's ways is equal. I told that bunch of young folks, what they'd done had been to a drive-in and they'd left hot rodding up the road and run out of the road and hit a tree and killed themselves. I said, if you get God, you can't blame God for this. Can't blame God for that. You done that for you? Some people will charge God foolishly. Some people blame God because somebody died or somebody got killed or things didn't work out or I had a hard time. God don't make no mistakes. Yeah, don't make no mistakes. You don't fail. You don't change. You don't question the Lord. God weighs right. And I told them young folks, you get out there on that highway and you get out there and you start hot rodding down the road, you're subject to have a wreck. It ain't God's fault. It ain't God's fault. God didn't do that. Somebody said, well, why did this happen? Why did God let this happen? Well, sometimes God don't have nothing to do with it. You just brought it on yourself. But we get to reason about all these things. Reasoning. Wonder why. What if? Wonder why. What if this happened? What if that happened? What if I was to get saved? I tried it before and it didn't work. What if this? The Lord help us tonight. Just bow down and worship the Lord. Just to humble yourself down before the Lord. Don't be questioning the Lord. And don't allow the devil to begin to challenge you on what the church and the saints have stood for down through the years and taught and preached and lived and it worked for them. We don't want to be questioning those kind of things. They work for them, they'll work for us today too. And I know I'm kind of a little late there between the younger generation and about us old folks about all gone. But I want to encourage you tonight. Don't let these things get away. Don't let the devil reason you out of something that has worked for 2,000 years. This ain't something just come along with Brother Warner. This has been all the way down through, all the way back to the foundation of the world. What we believe and what we stand for and what we teach and what we've heard taught and what most of us have been instructed down through their lives, that didn't just start back there with a few old people back then. This is something that God brought right on down. And when this evening time come for the evening, the truth to be restored back again, God chose some humble, simple people, modest, pure people to reveal and bring this truth back to us. It was definitely, the outward appearance was a definite thing that God used in that time. It was a definite. And I hear people even saying today that's not important at all, how you look on the outside. It is too. It is too. Very, very important. Not because I said it or some old preacher said it 50 years ago, because the Bible supports it and backs it up. And it has worked. It has worked. That's what I want to emphasize here. It works. When you begin to think that things are not important, then weigh your spirituality against those that thought it was important. Weigh your spirituality. Weigh your relationship with God. Weigh the power that you have with the Lord with that right there. See where you stand at today. God help us. Let's stand and sing a song. If there's any here tonight that you're in a state of confusion, and I just feel like my mind, since I felt like bringing this thought out tonight, that there's some folks here that's got a lot of questions in your mind. There's some flaw. I feel like there's a number of folks here tonight, since it went this way, that have just got a lot of questions in your mind tonight. Would you like to just come down here and just lay them, every one, down at the feet of Jesus? Just lay them all down here and just accept the Lord for who He is and what He is, and you give your life to Him, and He will clarify in your mind what you need to know, what He wants you to know. Did you have 439? I just think of the thought that God is all wisdom. He's all wisdom. He has all wisdom, all power. I know we all know that. I want to remind you of it. God has an answer for every problem that you have tonight. He has an answer for that. He has an answer for all that confusion that's in your mind. God is all wisdom. You don't need to look anywhere else but to God. God has an answer. There's an answer in the Word of God, somewhere or another in there, for your problem, for your situation. Man has lifted himself way up. Well-educated men, great philosophers and great psychologists and psychiatrists and all those types of people, trying to dig into men's minds and trying to comprehend their problems. Do you know what their problem is? They need God. That's what their problem is. That's what their problem is. That's the problems of the whole world. They need God. They don't need all those head shrinkers and all those kind of people they talk about. That ain't what their problem is. I tried all of them. I tried this. I tried the best doctors in the land, and they couldn't help me. And when I came to God, my case was beyond help. Most of you heard that before. For man was concerned. But there was an answer with God. God had the answer for my problem that I'd put up with it for 20 years. Sickness, the doctors couldn't heal. Mental. But I don't know whether I had a brain tumor or not. I had a trouble with my head or something. But anyway, God, what man and all of his wisdom went to the very best doctors in the land. They had to throw up their hands. But God had the answer to my problem. Every problem I had, God had an answer for it. And God has an answer for your problem tonight. He has an answer. If you're in a state of confusion tonight, and I keep thinking about that thought, I just feel like there's some folks here tonight got a lot of questions on your mind. And there's a lot of confusion in people's minds, and some of us here tonight. I want to tell you tonight, maybe there's something wrong with you that you've not been able to find out. God has the answer to your problem tonight. God has that answer for you. And He wants to help you. He wants to help you with that problem tonight. God is all wisdom. You can find an answer for your problem in the Word of God. He said he was the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, Counselor. He was a great Counselor. If you want counsel tonight, get it out of the Word of God. Get it out of the Word of God. And that's all I have. If you come to me for counsel, I only have one thing to offer you. That's what the Word of God said. If I counsel you anything out of that, it's man's wisdom. It's man's wisdom, not God's wisdom. God has an answer to your problems tonight. He has an answer to those questions. Those things that are challenging your faith, those things that are confusing your mind, God has an answer to those things. Let's sing another song. Somebody want to come and pray, do that. But don't forget what you heard tonight. And when you begin, the devil begins to put reasoning in your mind, you look to God. God has the answer.